Hey, and welcome back to Lines End Podcast. We are on episode 73 of season 2. We last time touched on making time for your meal prep, your workouts. Before that, we touched on setting goals and time wasted. Now, today's is going to be more and more about when you have a setback in life, what type of mentality can you do to set yourself up for success? So, a setback and the mentality. So, setback. Mentality, how are you going to change that to a get up mentality? So the get up mentality rather than a setback. So a lot of the time when you have a setback, people feel sorry for themselves. They look at themselves and they are like, oh, I can't do this, I can't. And then they look at the can'ts and your brain goes there, and then you wonder why you have the setback mentality rather than the get up mentality. One of my favorite ways to look at a get up mentality is, as always, surround yourself with the things that make you feel the best about yourself. One of my favorite things is I've used music for years. I've also tried to change my brain, because during moments, you'll think about things that happened before. Your brain instantly, you're not active in the actual moment, and then you're starting to worry about things. Enjoy the moments of life. There are not enough of them, and you will fly through, and then you need to make sure that as you things happen, you make the most out of it. So you need to switch that mentality. We need to get up mentality. Think of all the positives. Think of all the people you have. Think of all of the things. When I listen to music, I think of all the things that I've worked through in the past and how I'm going to be very successful in the things that I want to do today and tomorrow. We learn from the past, we get up, and we move forward. Those are some of the best ways. I also look at eating properly during a day so that I get enough nourishment. My programming I have done for years. It has made the biggest difference. And I've realized, like in the programming that I touched on before, is you still need to do it. Even if it's a shortened version, you still got to get in and work out. It'll make a huge difference in your life. One of my favorite ways to do this is be accountable to myself. Talk about what I do with people, because then when people ask you, it keeps you accountable. Even trainers need to be accountable, and it's one of the best ways to do it is look at it, talk about it, and when you do it, you will feel better about yourself. One of my easiest and favorite ways we touched on in goal setting earlier was also is from one of my favorite things that I have done numerous times was, when you are doing this get up mentality, you look at all of the ways that in the past your brain has been derailed and how you are going to take that out and get up and think about all the people that have changed your life and made you feel so much better about yourself and your wins. Focus on that. So the get up mentality is more about all your wins, and that when you are looking at things in your life, you will start realizing that I can go to this positive area, not just a negative area that I didn't do this before. I have found that in the past that when you have something really bad happen or you aren't successful, we focus on all that. You can focus on your get up mentality by learning from it. And that is something that we've touched on in the last few podcasts. Get up, it means we don't need to be ignore it, but we also can learn from it and think of all the ways that going into the future, we have so much positive in our life that we can combat something similar and move forward. As an athlete, as a human, if you have a body, you're an athlete. So think of it this way. We can do it. You can do it. And surrounding yourself with positivity is the best. Whether that be in your music, your shows, your reading, your walks, all those things. You have to be able to ignore things that come into your brain. And then this will help you get that get up rather than your setback. Because get up will make you realize all of the amazing things, and that life is so short and there isn't enough moments. So we need that get up so we can make the most out of it. One of my favorite ways to look at this is listening to positivity and speeches and things from football players that have done it. If you have never listened to, Ray Lewis has some of the best. He will get you motivated and ready to rock. Another great way is reading Tim Tebow. I've touched on this a long time ago. The books are amazing and they will make you feel so amazing about yourself. One of my all-time favorite things about him was people would talk, social media would talk, but he would stay the course. And to this day, he stayed the course. And he realized surrounding yourself with people and looking at that get up and why you need to get moving and always stay on course and be thankful for every thing in your life and every person in it. So, as always, we touch on and setting goals. So your get up mentality, start thinking about you. There's not even anything you have to list today. Just sit back, realize, close your eyes, think about every single thing that's amazing in your life, your family, everything that you've worked hard for and every like blessing you have today and tomorrow. What are those things? How are we going to make most of those things? How are we going to surround ourselves with more and more positivity? How are you going to increase your time with these people? Increase your time in listening. How are you to that music, that those shows that are positive? How are you going to put more positivity in to increase your get up mentality? Because then as things come, you will be way more ready to rock and way happier to push yourself up. And then as you do this, you will actually roll, and it's basically from one positive to the next, and you will get into that motion. It is one of the best ways to change your life and really bring your brain and all your mentality into the get up, rather than focusing on the setbacks and things that you cannot do. Getting up will instantly push and make you get on a roll. You'll go from one to the next, and then you have that instant dopamine, amazing feeling, and you will realize all that you can do and your whole potential. So get into the get up mentality, think about yourself, all the positives and everything you can achieve, and let's do it. Have a great day, and let's go.